Heading, adequate wages for women workers. Subheading, to be paid as barely as their husbands. When it is possible, let the minister and his wife go forth together. The wife can often labor by the side of her husband, accomplishing a noble work. She can visit the homes of the people and help the women in these families in a way that her husband cannot. Select women who will act an earnest part. The Lord will use intelligent women in the work of teaching. And let none feel that these women, who understand the word and who have ability to teach, should not receive remuneration for their labors. They should be paid as verily as are their husbands. There is a great work for women to do in the cause of present truth. Through the exercise of womanly tact and a wide use of their knowledge of Bible truth, they can remove difficulties that our brethren cannot meet. We need women workers to labor in connection with their husbands and should encourage those who wish to engage in this line of missionary effort. Letter 142, 1909. Subheading, sacrificing not to be limited to faithful women. A great work is to be done in our world, and every talent is to be used in accordance with righteous principles. If a woman is appointed by the Lord to do a certain work, her work is to be estimated according to its value. Every laborer is to receive his or her just due. It may be thought to be a good plan to allow persons to give talent and earnest labor to the work of God while they draw nothing from the treasury. But this is making a difference and selfishly withholding from such work as their due. God will not put a sanction on any such plan. Those who invented this method may have thought they were doing God service by not drawing from the treasury to pay these God-fearing, soul-loving laborers. But there will be an account to settle by and by. And then those who now think this exaction, this partiality in dealing, a wise scheme, will be ashamed of their selfishness. God sees these things in a light altogether different from the light in which finite men view them. Those who work earnestly and unselfishly, be they men or women, bring sheaves to the master, and the souls converted by their labor will bring their tithes to the treasury. When self-denial is required because of a dearth of means, do not let a few hard-working women do all the sacrificing. Let all share in making the sacrifice. God declares, "I hate robbery for burnt offering." Manuscript 47, 1898. Subheading, to be paid from the tithe. The tithe should go to those who labor in word and doctrine, be they men or women. Manuscript 149, 1899. Subheading, a procedure which will limit women workers. Injustice has sometimes been done to women who labor just as devotedly as their husbands and who are recognized by God as being necessary to the labor of the ministry. The method of paying men laborers and not paying their wives who share their labors with them is a plan not according to the Lord's order, and if carried out in our conferences, is liable to discourage our sisters from qualifying themselves for the work they should engage in. God is a God of justice, and if the ministers receive a salary for their work, their wives who devote themselves just as disinterestedly to the work should be paid in addition to the wages their husbands receive, even though they may not ask for this. Seventh-day Adventists are not in any way to belittle women's work. If a woman puts her housework in the hands of a faithful, prudent helper and leaves her children in good care while she engages in the work, the conference should have wisdom to understand the justice of her receiving wages. Gospel Workers, pages 452, 453, 1915. Subheading, God has settled this question. If women do the work that is the most agreeable to many of those who labor in word and doctrine, and if their works testify that they are accomplishing a work that has been manifestly neglected, should not such labor be looked upon as being as rich in results as the work of the ordained ministers? Should it not command the hire of the laborer? This question is not for men to settle. The Lord has settled it. You are to do your duty to the women who labor in the gospel, whose work testifies that they are essential to carrying the truth into families. Their work is just the work that must be done and should be encouraged. In many respects, a woman cannot impart knowledge to her sisters that a man cannot. The case would suffer great loss without this kind of labor by women. Again and again, the Lord has shown me that women teachers are just as greatly needed to do the work to which he has appointed them as are men. Manuscript 142, 1903.